y'all, and welcome to another episode of Be Still and Run. I'm your host, Allie-Ann, and today we are going to go over just briefly as an introduction for this month, because we are having five podcast episodes this month. I figured I'd keep this one short, just kind of give an overview of why I wanted to talk about thoughts, why it's so important as a runner, especially as a Christian runner, and share a few verses, share a little bit about what I'm going to be talking about in the next couple weeks. So I will let you get straight to it. Hey y'all, and welcome to another episode on our thoughts this month. We are actually focusing entirely on this topic. I know I've talked about it a lot in the past, and today I'm just going to kind of give an overview of what I will be diving into over the next, I think there's four Mondays this month, so there'll be three more after this. And I am going to kind of just be upfront and honest that I am still working on this. I am not sharing from a point of I've reached, you know, maturity and being able to take all of my thoughts to Christ, take all of them captive, and I'm constantly dwelling on good thoughts. I am totally not. So I'm just going to be sharing what has been working for me, because I do have ups and downs. I do have really good days and really bad days, and it entirely depends on where my thoughts are and where I dwell and what I focus on. And that is going to be where your motivation comes from. So today we're talking about where our thoughts have taken us and the key to better motivation. So one of the biggest things that I've seen runners have difficulty with is they run out of motivation. And a lot of times people will direct them and tell them to remember why they started running in the first place. And that will usually get them back up and going again. Sometimes their reason has changed over the years, and so they will have to go back to that reasoning. So I wanted to look at Hebrews 12 and kind of show you what the Lord has been showing me, in the sense that Jesus was able to endure the cross, endure all that he went through for us, because he was focused on what that was gaining, what that was allowing. He saw the end, and that was his motivation to keep going and endure through all of that. And then right after that, which would be verse 3, it says, "For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your minds." And during it was either spring half marathon or fall half marathon last year. I can't remember which one. But I had the chance to kind of put this verse to the test, in a sense that my mind and my heart was getting weary towards the end. I'm going to guess around mile 9. And I still had 4 miles. These were all trails, and it was very hilly, more than I was used to. So I really had to find something to keep my mind on. And the Lord brought this verse to mind, and I started dwelling on, like, the cross and what Jesus went through for me. And I was surprised how my endurance and my strength just kind of came out of nowhere. And I was very thirsty, so I got like a glimpse of when Jesus was on the cross crying out in thirst. And I kind of just imagined him carrying that cross and all of that. And because our minds are a lot weaker than our bodies. So it kind of, because my mind was focused on what Christ did for us, then I was able to gain motivation out of pretty much nowhere, it seemed like, anyway. So where our thoughts have taken us, I had mentioned before about how you can kind of boil down each of your thoughts and find the root cause for why you act the way you act, and it's normally based on what you have been feeding yourself on, just a lot of different things. And I will be talking next week on how to analyze your thoughts. And then the following week will be on a key scripture God has used to draw me closer to Him. And then the last 2 weeks will be on true freedom and the runner's battleground. So I'm really excited to dive into this because hopefully I'll even get some nuggets out of what the Lord puts on my heart during this study or whatever. And I did want to point out that there is something we can always go back to help us realize why we do what we do. And in December, that will be my focus, is figuring out why we do what we do and talking about why that's so important and all of that. But I just kind of wanted to help you to realize today that our thoughts is what we act off of. So whatever we have fed our heart through, what we have dwelt on, then that is how we act. And so being able to realize what we think about and really analyze our thoughts will help us to realize, okay, this action that I have is caused by a feeling of not being loved, or I do this because somebody steps on my toes and that reminds me of something that happened in the past or whatever. And so, oh, I need to be working on this, or I need to go to the Lord for healing for this, or just a bunch of different things. So the next episode will be on analyzing your thoughts, and I'll just give like a few ideas of what the Lord has led me to do during my season of Christianity that has really helped. And everyone's different, so just remember that it's always best to go to the Lord for direction and for how to take care of things from His point of view according to who you uniquely are. So that is all I wanted to share for today. So your level of motivation is really based on the thoughts you dwell on. So just remember that the next time that you start feeling weak or faint in your mind, to focus your thoughts on Christ. It says, I think in Isaiah, that as we keep our thoughts on Him, we will dwell in peace. And true peace and true joy is really what we seem to really be longing for, what we really crave in our Christian walk. So I pray you guys have a blessed week, and I am so excited to dive into this topic. I will see you next time. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Be Still and Run. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining me through this process, through this just journey of what God is teaching me. And if you guys haven't heard yet, I am going to be coming out very, very soon with the 12-9 challenge I promised probably months ago. I am very excited about it. I'm trying to make it a little bit different than the actual course, because when we go into the course, if you decide to do the course level, it is a little bit more complicated, more in depth. But for the free one, the one that is just online that you can do by yourself, I wanted to make it brief, not too complicated. That way you will be able to do it on your own, whereas in the course you'll have support or whatever. So I did want to mention that because I am still working on it. I wanted to let you know that I wasn't like setting it aside or going against my word. I know there's a couple other courses, or not courses, but like short little, I don't remember what I called them, but there are other things that I have promised to, and I am not going against that. That I just keep having like side blocks or side steps that I keep going down, little bunny trails that I feel like the Lord's placing on my heart to do that first before the other ones that I had been talking about. So I'm very excited to dive into our thoughts over these next couple weeks, because God has been teaching me so much. I know I say that every month because I feel like every month God is teaching me something new on that level, depending on the topic. I don't know if it's just because that's where my thoughts are, that's what I'm focused on. And so God like kind of blends it into my life so that I can actually share more of what he's showing me. If you guys haven't noticed yet, on the blog, I have been sharing just like brief notes about the podcast. This platform has kind of become something I more enjoy doing and where I can share my heart more freely. So this is where I will be focusing on next year, and maybe just letting the blog kind of be like an actual blog to where it's an update on what is going on behind the scenes with Be Still and Run and all of that. So I have a lot of stuff the Lord has placed on my heart. Just the timing is totally different than what I had planned on what I was hoping for and what I was really going to try and dive into. There's been a lot of circumstances in my life that has caused a slowdown, that has caused pauses, and I will be doing some of the stuff in person as the Lord leads, but I think a lot of it is going to be online. And so I will be sharing like updates and stuff on the podcast, but the blog will be where you want to go to be able to keep updated on everything, because I won't be sharing a lot on the podcast just because this is going to be a content-based. It's not going to be based on the ministry and everything that's going on there. So if you want to stay tuned with that, make sure you go follow on bestillandrun.com. I do not have like a newsletter thing like a lot of people do, but you can sign up there as part of WordPress and you'll get notifications when I do post blog posts. Eventually, as the Lord leads, I may start like a newsletter type thing that would just be based on giving encouragement and updates on what's going on. But for right now, there's nothing special about the newsletter thing. It just updates you of what is posted like on the blog. Or it might actually update you if there's a page added or something. I'm not sure. But let me know if you do find out what it sends you, because I would love to know. Maybe I should sign up myself. Anyway, I will let you guys go. I pray you have a blessed day, and I will see you next week.